don't know about you, but I like those long days. Rather than it getting dark at like 4:30 or somewhere in there. If you don't like that, there's something wrong with you. We might need to pray for you if you don't like longer days. Amen. Hey, guess what? We are in what season right now? Lent season. Easter season, right? Y'all. How many of y'all excited that we get to celebrate the risen Savior and all that He did for us through Jesus on that cross and when He rose from 3 days later? Proven that He truly was walking on earth as a human, part human and part God figure. Amen? Because nobody else has ever rose from a grave like that, have they? Nobody else has ever come back to life. I don't know about you, but I promise you, I don't want to scare you, but when I die, I am not coming back.
Amen.
And guess what? Neither are you.
Amen.
Neither are you watching at home. None of us are Jesus. Amen. He is the only one that has come back to life. Now, Satan will try to lie to you about that. He'll tell you it ain't true. It didn't happen. Amen. But we know it did, don't we? We have faith believing, knowing that our God gave His Son Jesus for us to rise that 3 days later. Amen. How many of y'all are excited to go meet Him one day?
Amen.
How about those at home? Are you excited to go meet Him? So your title today is this. Since we are in that season of Easter, your title is this. I put a lot of thought into this. It took me a long time. It was at least 4 or 5 hours just to get the title of today's message, which is this. Repent during Lent. Yeah, I may have stretched the truth a little bit. It may have not took 4 or 5 hours to come up with that. But I think it's pretty good. Repent during Lent. What better time to repent than we're celebrating through this season? Because Lent, even though it is from the Catholic tradition, we can still celebrate part of it, can't we? Because in that Catholic tradition, the purpose of Lent is to have more remembrance time of God and more remembrance time of Jesus. In the Catholic version, now I don't care how y'all do it, but the Catholic version, they actually try to give something up that they like a lot, maybe like chocolates or something like that, until during the daytime. And the purpose of that is not just to lose weight, get your blood sugar in order by not eating chocolate, but the time that you're supposed to be taking away from what you give up, you're supposed to be spending with Jesus. You're supposed to be spending with God. You're supposed to be spending His Word and His prayer. And again, remembering what He did for you. Amen. So that's what we're talking about today. What a better time for us to repent than during the Lent season that we celebrate and honor God and everything that He did to us through Jesus Christ. So it's kind of like a journey. How many of y'all like going on a journey? And no, not my cat, but a journey. Y'all like going for a drive, right? I know y'all all like sitting at home, right? We like going for drives, don't we? And the good part is enjoying, remembering what you're seeing on along the way, right? Until you get to the end of the journey. So that's kind of what this is. That's kind of what Lent is. It's kind of a journey as we prepare our hearts, our minds, and our souls for Easter season, for Easter day. Amen? So today, I want to tell you this. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we gather together today in the presence of our Lord, we find ourselves on a sacred journey, don't we? The journey of Lent. In just 3 weeks, we'll celebrate the glorious resurrection of our Savior. That one and only who? He wasn't a man with no name, was he? He wasn't Mr. No Name that we learned out of the book of Ruth, was he? No. He was our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? That's what we celebrate during Easter. But before we reach that joy of Easter, we got to remark. We got to embark. I get that right. On a period, a time for each one of us And I challenge you today, each one of you that are sitting here and each one of you watching at home, over these next period, here's what you want to do. Before we reach that joy of Easter, we want to re-embark, I still said it wrong, didn't we? On a period of reflection, on a period of repentance, and on a period of renewal for what God did for us during this time. Amen? Lent itself is a time set apart for us to grow closer to God. Each one of us individually. Amen? To examine our hearts deep down inside. Amen? And to truly, truly deepen our relationship with Him. It's a season of self-examination where we confront our weaknesses and turn to God for strength to work on those weaknesses. Amen? It's a time of fasting. It's a time of prayer. It's a time of almsgiving as we seek to align our lives more and more and more closely with the will of God. Because unless we truly get in His Word, unless we truly get in that remembrance phrase, we will never truly know what the true will of God is for our lives. We'll try to interject some of us in it, won't we? In these weeks leading up to Easter, let's journey together through the wilderness of the Lent, following in the footsteps of Jesus Himself. Like Jesus, trust me, like Jesus, each one of us are tempted, aren't we? By the distractions. We're tempted by the sins of this world. Amen? But as Jesus resisted the tempter in the wilderness, so can we. Just as Jesus did, so can we find strength in God to overcome the trials that we face each and every day. Amen? I get that page time. As we journey through Lent, let's remember the words of Jesus Himself. Matthew 4:17 says this. Repent. What? Somebody say it. Repent. Somebody type it at home. 4:17, Matthew. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Lent is a time for repentance. It's a time for us to turn away from our sin. It's a time for us to turn towards God. Amen? It's a time for us to confess our shortcomings and seek forgiveness. Knowing that God is faithful, isn't He? And just to forgive us of each of our sins and to cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. But Lent is not only a time of repentance, it's also a time of renewal. Amen? It's a time to renew our commitment to God, to rekindle the flame of faith that burns within each one of us. It's a time for us to recommit ourselves to prayer, to recommit ourselves to fasting, to recommit ourselves to the acts of mercy and compassion towards others. As we journey through Lent together, let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is who? He is the author and the perfecter of our faith. Amen. Let us follow Him with courage. Let's follow Him with determination. Knowing, full well knowing, that He has gone before us. And He walks with us with each and every step of the way. Amen. As we look forward to the hope and the joy of Easter, when we will celebrate the victory of Christ over sin and death, may this Lenten season be a time of spiritual growth and transformation for each of one of us. May it be a time for us to draw closer to God and to one another. Amen. And may we emerge from this season with a renewed faith, with a renewed strength and love, and filled with the joy of the resurrection that we will be celebrating. Amen. We have to embrace Lent. We have to embrace it. Because it is a journey of renewal and reflection. Congregation, people at home, I tell you today, as we gather, we embark on that sacred journey. A journey of introspection, of renewal, of transformation. Lent the season that we find ourselves in is a period itself of 40 days. A time of preparation leading up to Easter. To celebrate Christ's resurrection. And during this time, each one of us are called to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. To reflect on His teachings. And to renew our commitment to living lives of faith, of love, and compassion. It's a time for fasting. It's a time for prayer. It's a time for almsgiving again. It's a time to draw closer to God and one another again. In the Gospel of Matthew, I misspelled it, said that too, didn't I? In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells us, when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is seen, and your Father who, or I'm sorry, only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. That was Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. I don't know about y'all, but those words remind us of Lenten disciples, don't they? Whether it's fasting, whether it's prayer, whether it's acts of charity. We're not meant to show it on the outside, are we? But for the transformation in our hearts ourselves. It's not for the outward appearance, but it's about the inward renewal of our spirit. As we journey together again through this Lent season, let us reflect on the temptation that Jesus faced in the wilderness. Temptation of power, wasn't it? Temptation of prestige, and a temptation of possessions. Like Jesus, each one of us too are tempted, aren't we, in various ways. But through prayer and fasting, like Jesus did, we can overcome those temptations and grow closer to our God. Amen? In the letter of James, we're reminded of the importance of faith and works. James chapter 2, verse 14 through 17 says this. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds, can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? What good have you done, in other words? In the same way, faith by itself is not accomplished by action. Or if it's not accomplished by action, it's dead. Amen? During this season of Lent, let's not only pray, let's not only fast, but let us also reach out to those in need, showing them God's love that He's given each one of us through our actions. Amen? Let us feed the hungry. Let us clothe the naked. Let us comfort the afflicted. For in serving those others, guess what, guys? We serve Christ Himself by doing that. Amen? As we approach Easter, let us remember the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus made for each one of us. Sacrifice of His own life on the cross. Through His death and resurrection, we're offered the gift of eternal salvation and the promise of new life. Amen? Through Jesus Christ, dying, burial, and resurrection is the only way that we can get that life, isn't it? May this Lenten season be a time of renewal and transformation for each one of us. May it draw us closer to God and to one another, embracing the true meaning of discipleship and following in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we come for the final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I thank You for Your Holy Spirit speaking through me, Lord. Lord, for Your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I thank You for opening our heart, mind, and soul, Lord, for the blessing in Your message, Lord, of what true time leading up to the joy of your resurrection we have, Lord. Lord, that we should be in that Lenten season in each one of our own hearts, Lord. We should want to grow closer to you, Lord. Lord, and figure out any weaknesses that we have, Lord. Lord, we should ask for forgiveness from any of the sins that we're committing right now, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do for us, Jesus. Lord, we ask you just to put somebody in front of us this week, Lord. Lord, that we can truly tell about your mercy, your grace, and your love, Lord. Lord, may we honor you truly, Lord, by not being an outward example of the repentance that we're asking for right now, Lord. Lord, and the closeness that we're getting with you right now in this Lent season, Lord. Lord, may it be only an inward sign, Lord, and an honor to you, Jesus. We thank you for each and everything you do. In your name I pray. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.